Oh, goodness. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio here at 91.5 FM. You just heard the New Jersey band Titus Andronicus with their song No Future from their debut LP, The Airing of Grievances, released in 2008.
Yay.
Yay. Lila loves that band. Favorite band.
Thumbs up.
Uh-huh. I can really feel your excitement for the song. Lila, do you want to explain to the people what we're doing tonight?
Well, to regular listeners of Jason's show, this will be a familiar motif. At this show, we'll be doing a musical retrospective like we did, as Jason did about a month ago, was it?
It was maybe 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
With a friend named Quinn. Thanks for listening, Quinn. Hope you're listening.
And tonight we'll be doing a retrospective musically of my own life.
Yes, we'll be going through the annals of Lila's personal history, starting, of course, with New Jersey.
No.
Oh, born in...
Starting with my second nationality.
Okay. When did you first go to this place of your second nationality?
When I was 5.
Okay. So we're maybe starting at age 5, arguably.
We're starting pretty early.
I see the tune you have lined up is actually from 1997.
Yeah.
So maybe we're starting at age 8.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say.
Okay. Do you want to say anything about this tune without naming the tune?
No, but it's an example of a popular genre of... Or a genre of popular music from my home country.
Do you want to say what language it's in?
It's in Latvian.
Very good.
Prato, ja on sam njem ligavim. ako frato. Ja on sa nemu ligavi, aj je omaru jednu frato. Ja on sa nemu ligavi. Kao tu zvijeru tijeru, kao tvoje stikaj, zvijeru. Zeme stalom, vaj mi stala bogalom, kurva je platije sklada, nije ne pjegla jis, ve citali cive kan kamen zmajis. Viska firm sako muas, ja očalan su lijeko muas. Kaut uz vienu dienu, kaut vai tikai uz vienu. Dod savas prēdes man, lūk tev manas, un netam tas prom. Divi kaili bez pasēdēm, tik tu vien. Vīns un sieva, viss kā pirms Kristus, es Ādams un tu mana Ieva. Yeah.
Wowie kablowie, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was, how do you pronounce that? The Beatles.
The Beatles.
With their song, I'm Only Sleeping, from 1966 classic record, Revolver, which Lila off-air called pretty good. Scandalous, in my mind. Before that was Lila?
Before that was the song Tavas Mayas Mana Azote by Pratavatra. And preceding that was I Yell Monoviegla Prato by Jauns Manis. Which means, so I can provide the translations.
Sure.
I Yell Monoviegla Prato is kind of like an idiomatic expression. I actually don't know how to translate that.
Fantastic.
But the song is about a young man taking a bride. Mm-hmm. And the name of the band is New Moon.
New Moon, Jauns Manis.
Jauns Manis. Manis is moon.
Manis.
And then the song after that, Tavas Mayas Mana Azote, is a very interesting song, but it's because it's also an idiomatic expression in Latvian, but I actually know the translation. It translates to your home or your house is in my armpit, which apparently is an expression of endearment.
Uh-huh.
And the band name was Brainstorm.
So you like meet someone for the first time, you hit it off, and then you say, oh, your house is in my armpit.
No, I think you need to be going out with them for a while before you can say that.
Okay.
I've never understood it much myself.
Okay.
But some people say you can tell if someone's for you based on the scent of their BO.
And how would you translate I'm Only Sleeping by the Beatles?
Into Latvian.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Este kai golio.
Okay. You're listening
What's
to pro...
so funny?
Nothing. Foreign languages. You're listening to Program Without Form here on WMFO in Medford, which is Tufts free-form, student-run radio station, although neither Lila nor I is a student.
Thank God.
Okay. Cool your jets there. We are going through a history of Lila through music for the next 2 hours approximately, but I'm sure we'll have some buffers in there. I personally doubt she came with an hour and 45 minutes or an hour and a half of music.
Oh, I don't know. I have quite a lot.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes. but we're going through her life. We started around age 8 and we're just...
Now we're entering, I would say, age 12 through 15 or 16.
Okay. Without saying what the next song is, where does it take you when you hear it?
To my childhood home.
Mm-hmm.
I originally got all these songs off of my mom's old records, and I burnt them onto CDs, so...
How do you get a record onto a CD into a computer?
Well, you burn the record onto a CD.
Uh-huh. You had experience doing that at age 12?
Well, my dad showed me how to do it, but okay. We had the stereo system, which allowed for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, when everything got translated to MP3s,
mm-hmm. It was easy.
I burned it onto my computer from the CD. See, and then the interesting thing is that, for example, my Beatles albums, my original Beatles albums, I still have Sgt. Pepper's and Magical Mystery Tour as two long tracks. Because of how I burnt them from the records.
So you could only listen to one side.
Yeah, I can listen to a full side in iTunes.
I have two things to say to that. My father taught me how to transfer tracks from vinyl to tape, how to make mixtapes.
Yeah.
Age 8 or 10.
The tape thing.
Yeah, I don't know why he was still playing tapes at that time. I can't really place it. But it was probably in the mid to late 90s. And he was probably buying CDs around that time anyway. But he taught me the tape process. Also, another thing I want to say is I recently got a CD from the library, and I know that this album, which I've listened to on YouTube before, is all instrumental, and I thought it was just broken into two big tracks for each side of the physical LP that was released. But the CD track was one long track. I think it's like 38 minutes. I was very surprised by that.
Well, that makes sense to me, because you're physically forced to split into two for mm-hmm. a record.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it would be broken down. I don't know. Anyway.
Next song.
Okay. That can be done.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio here at 91.5 FM and streaming, of course, at WMFO.org. That was Radiohead with their song There There from the album Hail to the Thief. Before that, you heard Lola by The Kinks from their classic Lola vs. Power Man and the Money Go Round Part 1. And
before that was People Are Strange by The Doors from their album Strange Days.
Released in
1967.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Thank you for reading that, Lila. Getting another song queued up here, but what you're hearing in the background is V by Pink Mountain from their second self-titled album, released in 2009. Do you have anything you want to say about the songs that we played?
No, not really.
Okay, we'll let this play out and then transition.
Thank you.
back and to sleep hard. When I wake up a second time in his arms, gorgeousness, he's still inside me. Who would have known?
You are listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Bjork with the song
Cocoon
from the album
Vespertine,
released in,
I don't know that,
2001.
Yay.
What was the song before that, Lila?
The song before that was Must Be You by The Sun,
mm-hmm,
from the album Blame It on the Youth.
And however did you come across that band?
I don't remember. When I was living in Latvia, I was reading a lot of music blogs, trying to, mm-hmm, keep up with new releases and undiscovered artists. And
the hip American music scene?
That was a song I came across, and uh-huh, at the time I was in a emotional state, and it assumed quite some meaning for me for a little while.
An emotional state as a teenager? During your teenage years?
Yes.
Huh.
I know. It's surprising, isn't it?
Mm. The song before that was My Brother Chris
by the band Apartment from the album The Dreamer Evasive.
And how exactly did you find that band? Through one of these American blogs you found in Europe?
No. I discovered Apartment because I saw them open for Jimmy Eat World at a concert in Paris, which was the first concert I ever went to.
Wow. To see an Arizonan band.
This is true.
Wonderful.
I was mainly going because my friends were really into Jimmy Eat World, and I didn't really listen to them, although I started listening to their the album they had released most recently before going to the show.
You listened to that to prepare for the show?
To prepare.
Yeah. What am I going to hear? Who's Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget which album that one was, but it was the one with the song 23 on it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, and then Apartment opened for them, and the singer was very charming. He apologized for his performance because he was feeling ill.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friends became completely obsessed with him and his band.
Why?
Well, he was very attractive to us at the time.
I looked at some photos of him with you just now, and he had quite the chin.
Yeah, he has a butt chin.
Yeah, cleaved chin.
Yeah, okay. That's another way to say it.
Yeah.
But as a result, I started exploring more English bands in that scene, and I started listening to a band called Boy Kill Boy, who were friends with Apartment. Jason is more familiar with Boy Kill Boy because I still have a t-shirt from them.
And their number one international hit, that song.
Yeah, right. Sadly, I think that probably both of these bands no longer exist, but...
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
All right, do you have anything you want to say about this next song coming up before we play it and without saying what the song is?
I have to remind myself what we're playing next. Oh, yes. This was a very important song to me as well. It was a song of great strife. And,
do you mean it was difficult for you to make the song?
No, it was a song associated with great strife in my life, i.e. the strife of completing the International Baccalaureate program in the last 2 years of high school.
I'm caveling.
Yeah, in addition to being, infatuated with people who didn't return my feelings.
Not including me, thank you.
Yeah, well. Yes, but hopefully... I just enjoy this song because the band is very good.
Mm-hmm. You like the band?
It's a good song as well.
Mm-hmm. I think they're from an area where I used to live. Is that right?
He grew up in Southern California.
But didn't he live in the North Carolina?
Yes, he currently lives, I think, in North Carolina.
Cool. That's where I lived once.
Yeah.